Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak. I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 42. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, and news. For those listening live to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. For those who want to send in music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talker 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. I want to at least bring up a couple of things to you, and that is you can listen to Common Sense Radio. That's Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM on www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can send out Twitter to Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Twitter Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2 or Twitter Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Also, you can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent N. Angelica. Kent N. Angelica. That's N, not I-N, but N, Angelica. You could also Facebook HH Workshop Records. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com, where you can hear a lot of excellent music. Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. How about OPN Radio Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Saturday Time on weupradio.com. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks, BBCI, HHWS Radio, which is Tuesdays, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceitradio.com, and that is before the 6 p.m. Queens Court Radio Show. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., You can Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube Miss Commentary space Cleveland. That's Miss Commentary space Cleveland. Thank you very much. So as I'm sitting here talking to you all in these fun-filled, exciting times, I am going to at least take the time to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Because if I don't do that, I won't get a chance to do it. That's just the way it would probably work out and go. Nothing personal, it just wouldn't happen. So, let's give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, that would happen to be BWE Entertainment. They have dropped a couple of excellent songs with Lit Jaws Music, putting out the song called Soap. Lyrical Storm putting out Soap. Not Soap, but Bars. So she put out a song called Bars, which is real nice. Lit Jaws Music with BWE Entertainment put out a track called Soap. So excellent, excellent, excellent. Number 9, debuting Igloo Crew Records, back in town, making a whole lot of power moves. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, debuting Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe with a 44110. Cleveland, Ohio, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Al Porter celebrates his being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated as Art McCoy is giving him a celebrity roast. I don't know how that's going to work out. Number 7, debuting Sheriff Kilroy, Grown Man Anthem. You could find that song featuring a cameo from Joseph Motley. And also, the track was produced by HJS Music. You can find Grown Man Anthem on the YouTube page of Joseph P. Motley Jr. That's Motley Jr. Number 6, though, moving up, Nelson Mandela from Joseph P. Motley Jr., the YouTube page itself. Nelson Mandela is the track featuring Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr., Life Struggles and Depression, a.k.a. LSD, and Sheriff Kilroy. Number 5, moving up, HJS, No Time to Sleep. You can find it on the YouTube station of GMS Hood Famous TV. 1,000-plus views and new music video coming up. He's got a new song coming out with Ronnie B, Sheriff Kilroy, Rich Lucky doing R&B singing, Rich Carlisle doing lyrics. Number 4, moving up, CUYAHDOG, the Kai Dog crew page on Facebook, 8,000-plus views on the preview commercial. Number 3, debuting, Facebook Virtual Spoken Word, which happened last Saturday. Number 2, debuting, you could Facebook the mass protest nationwide, Trump Pence out now, stop stealing the elections. More on that in a little while. And number 1, Facebook Black Lives Matter CLE, or as it appears on Facebook, BLM CLE, Art Open House. And that was Friday 13th at the 3100 East 45th, last Friday and Saturday, Black Lives Matter Cleveland new headquarters debuted. So with that being said, it's a lot to talk about. I'm taking the time to at least run through certain events, but this is what we're going to do. Since I need to go through and see who's on the line, and the one thing about that important element that I add, it's so important. Some people have said, man, I'm working, I'm not pressing the key, I'm not trying to talk. I understand and overstand that. There, you might be watching Dancing with the Stars. You might be watching Monday Night Raw. But I always want to give a person a chance to at least speak, for the simple fact, if I don't do that, well, you all make up the show. So with that being said, 216-400, 216-400, how you doing out there? 400 going once, 400 going twice, 400 going thrice. Okay, thank you very much for not hanging up. and continue to do what it is that you do. Maybe I'm saying enough stuff that's keeping you interested, and if I am, I appreciate that. 216, okay, 773. If it is a bill collector, you're tuned into the wrong show. You're actually listening to Silver Beast Entertainment Royalty Roundtable. But if you're not a bill collector, it's Al Porter, Man in the Street. 216-773. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing okay.
That's
I'm doing
good.
Quite okay right now.
No problem. No problem. And I'm doing better. I thought it was a bill collector. Sometimes
no,
I see different numbers. I never know. What's happening with you?
Bill collectors and me don't get along.
Okay.
Sure.
We're cool. We're cool. So who are we speaking to this evening?
This is Dolores Gray of Brick House Wellness Women's Empowerment Group.
Okay. Okay. Because I never really asked that too much. So when you say Brick House Wellness, Women's Empowerment Group.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about that because it sounds interesting.
Well, basically it is... you know, a organization where basically women are helped in regards to wellness. And, you know, when people hear the word wellness, they always just think about physical activity and diet and things of that sort. But wellness is really a whole gamut of certain things, which includes our community and our environment, our social, our spiritual, educational, intellectual, all of that is included in that, and physical, of course. So, you know, basically I touch on each part of our wellness that goes on within us and our community. So that's what it's all about. And right now. Mm-hmm.
And you said right now, so. I apologize for cutting you off because it sounds like a big announcement is coming. So you were saying, and right now?
Well, right now I am so ticked off about how the system are in regards to the Cuyahoga County Children and Family Services, the Juvenile Justice Center, you know, that court, as well as working with GALs who are supposed to be advocates for children. And I am truly pissed how things be, how they are operating. I really don't care, you know, if it is a COVID situation going on, but when it's involving children, it just bothers me. I'm having a situation myself, which I'm not going to discuss it on here, but it's really sensitive to me. And something has to be done. You know, I think a lot of times they put these children in the wrong homes, and also with parents or grandparents who are actually possible abusers and drug users and criminals and all of that. And whereas parents and grandparents who have a clean record and doing the best they can, they don't work with them properly. And the GALs, Guardian Litems, they are pathetic to me. The ones that I have met, they are, you know, they are grossly pathetic, and a lot of them don't do their job. So I plan on holding all of them accountable, and I will be doing a rally or protest. I'm not even going to call it a rally. It's going to be a protest against them, and I don't care at this point because I'm super fed up. It's really ridiculous, especially with the things that I'm going through dealing with my own, you know, grandchild. So, no, they drop the ball on a number of cases, and then children end up in the wrong hands or they end up dead. So I'm just fed up.
Wow.
But I haven't announced exactly. It's going to be next week sometime. I got to get some things cleared up, but I'm definitely going to do it.
I got you, and I hear you with that. So I'm going to ask you, with everything you do, which is a lot, how do you balance it? Because we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we know there's Queens Court Radio, which airs at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, Cleveland Standard Time, on voiceitradio.com. We know that you have taken trips out of town recently to do a, I'll say international, but nationwide talk show and gathering that was done in several installments, which we've been watching your movement and pattern. So there are a lot of people outside, since you're an advocate for everybody, men and women, but I'm going to go and keep it in the range of there are probably some young women out there who are might say, I don't know if I can do this or not because they might already have a child, or they might look and say, I don't know if I'll be able to do my follow-through or do certain things or make power moves or nobody might listen to me. What would you say to those ladies that would come up to you or young ladies or whoever? It might be older ladies who are feeling like, I have ideas, but I don't know if I can follow through. What would you tell them?
Well, I would just tell them because, you know, with the situation, just put it like this, with the situation I'm in right now, I have two boys, and I'm dealing with grief on top of that. And, you know, I'm dealing with the pandemic. But, you know, I keep an open mind, and I keep the faith, and I stay prayerful. And I really started just kind of surrounding myself with positive people, people that's going to be there for me, people that's going to help me when I need them, and people that's going to encourage me as well. And I think, you know, when God has you on a mission, he put people in place for you, even if you don't even recognize it. But he puts people in place for you that's going to be there for you, because I'm telling you, every day, something something great is happening for me in regards to what my mission that God has for me, and this is like my purpose. And so what I say to young women and older women, because you know Brick House Wellness is all women, period. And what I would say to them is like, you have to just do it. Like the Nike commercial said, just do it. And you know, I used to be one of those people that was fearful, and that's the honest to God truth. I was fearful. I was, you know, kind of intimidated. But all of that went out the door. When you have a passion and a purpose, you have to follow that mission. It's going, you know, because and as long as you stay, you know, keep God in the midst of it, it's things are just going to come to you. You have to make, you know, you have to believe that. You have to have faith. So that's what I would tell young people, you know, and older women, whatever, is when you, you know, when you're doing something and you know it's for the greater good for all people, not just yourself, things just come to you and it's going to happen. So you just have to stay prayed up and stay faithful and be patient, you know, and it comes out in your favor as long as you, you know, your integrity is intact.
Wow. That is a lot, and I expected a lot when I asked you, so I just want to say I humbly thank you for at least calling in. I'm going to definitely, I know a lot of my listeners, we always encourage it anyway, so I'm sure they will say prayers for the certain delicate situation that's going on, and may DCFS at least be held accountable. So I'm going to ask you, any contact information or anything you think people should look out for and watch out for you, please let us know.
Well, I would just say, if, you know, to go to my page, Dolores Gray, and if you have any questions or whatever, you know, about what I'm getting ready to do, you can send me a message, things like that. And my email address is DoloresGFord@gmail.com if anyone is interested in joining me, or anyone who – anyone that's having problems with the two organizations that I mentioned. So, you know, I feel that we are greater in numbers. It's not, I do, for one thing, I just want to say, I don't clout chase. Anything that I do is because it is needed. People need to be aware and they need to wake up. You know, we you know, a lot of us say we woke, but we really are not. And I just think that we need to, you know, take a stand, period, on all of these injustices that are happening. We need to take a stand. I put on my page, you know, I heard one of our political people saying that we need prayer. Yes, we definitely need prayer. But when you're a leader, you just don't pray about it. You get up and you do something about it. And, you know, prayer is wonderful because it's needed. But when, you know, like I said, God will put it in your spirit, you just get up and do what you have to do. But that's how I feel about all of that.
Wow, you get up and do.
And just one thing, it's like when you mentioned about the mini documentary, it actually was international because it was in Canada as well. So it was all over the North America, everywhere.
You know, and a lot of people don't understand it. Because of the internet, it does make things international also. And so before we leave out, how was it doing something like that? Because to me, that was a major move, and you've been very humble about that. And so if you could answer the question on how did it feel, you know, being on that platform?
You know, I didn't really think about it like that. I just was, you know, I was nervous. Because it was something, I was more nervous about the COVID situation and going over there. And, you know, the first time we drove, and it was like 10 hours, and I couldn't believe I did it. You know, like I said, I just kind of said, God, you know, if this is something I need to do, you know, let it happen. And it did. But I was very impressed and, you know, how they embraced me and just, you know, meeting the other women who have gone through things too. You know, it was like, it was just so major to, you know, listen to their stories and how we all kind of bonded based on things that have happened in our lives. And even with the other portion, there was like 15 of us total, and we all spoke and things of that sort. And we started a group where we're all on there speaking with each other. And I told them what was going on with me dealing with my grandchild and that sort of thing. So everybody is, we're bonding. And it's a wonderful thing when women are really working with each other and, you know, working to help each other and they're there for each other. It's like a sisterhood. So I feel really, really blessed that I met a lot of them. And, The producer of this, her name is Lori Pelzer. She has her own platform dealing with motivational speaking. And when she reached out to me and we talked, she said, Dolores, your story needs to be heard. And she said, I know it's just a little snippet of it, but, you know, you need to tell your story. And, you know, it was scary, but I just went ahead and did it. And to be quite honest, I really haven't watched it. You know, I saw like the first part of it, but I can't really watch it because it gets really emotional for me. But I appreciate everything that they did for me and everything that they're doing for other women as well.
Then no problem. Feel free not to be a stranger to the show, because a lot of times we end up mentioning certain things that are coming up with you as well. And I just want to say that I thank you very much when it comes to being humble. You really are, and it's excellent to see somebody who knows their self-worth but is very, very mild in serving the community the way that you do. We pray that you and your family continue to be at least covered and safe, shielded,
yeah,
and continue to do the great work.
Yes, I appreciate that, and thank you. And God
no
bless
problem.
Everybody that's listening, and just, you know, just, we got to do something about these homicides and, you know, just these, and the children that's being mistreated through all of this. And it's just terrible. So it, you know, we just have to stand, make a stand, not just talk. We got to walk it too.
All right now. Well, one thing I can say, if you say it, I know it's going to be done. And we look forward to joining you on the front lines. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Have a blessed evening.
No. You do the same. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, in listening to everything, I can appreciate the phone call that came through before we do anything else, because if I don't say it, I won't remember it. And I know I need to remember that on November the 28th, November the 28th at 1 p.m., 1 to 3 p.m. It's the unfortunate anniversary of 137 shots that was fired from 13 police officers into the bodies of weaponless Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. That will be happening on Saturday, November the 28th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Heritage Middle School parking lot. There will probably be some people out there who will say, wait a minute, it happened on November 29th. You're absolutely right about that. But November the 29th, Browns game. So we kind of know that media and family, certain others in the groups that will say, oh, that don't matter, will ignore the seriousness of that situation. So with that being said, from 1 to 3 p.m., Heritage Middle School parking lot off of Terrace Road in East Cleveland with a 44112 area code, we will gather. A lot of different people have been invited. Hopefully they can make it out. Such groups as Brick House Wellness, Refuse Fascism, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, I believe Art McCoy radio show was leaned on hard by ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Kathy Ray Coleman, who wanted to make sure he would be there for that, which he said on air. Just many different groups and organizations, Oppressed People's Nation. I even heard back from Councilman Nathaniel Martin in East Cleveland, and we know some Cleveland Council people might show for that as well, for the simple fact it was an atrocity, modern-wise, like no other, that even caused the consent decree to come through as well. So that is happening. I also want to at least take the time, play a song, because if I don't play a song, you always say I ignore certain things. So until we get the new remix version, this kind of goes hand in hand, since the Browns shocked everybody so far this year by going 6-3. We're in the playoff hunt. Will we make it there? Maybe, but there's a better chance that we might, especially when you have excellent running backs like, I'll say, Nick Chubb and Hunt, which is bringing back the days of Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. The quarterback has stepped up and showing a lot of people that he's not the greatest, but he's far from the worst. Baker Mayfield, maybe it is his house. And with that being said, I'll show some love and respect to GMS, Hood Famous, TV, Entertainment, Suave Gotti, Kimra, Dog Nation. Be back soon.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Noku about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got Tate.
cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The C-Town lights. Getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell. That's my homie, though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans. We gon' take it to your grill, Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Wow, and that song right there featured the guitar work of Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band. And, you know, going back to what happened where you had the mass protest nationwide, Trump, Pence out now. Stop stealing the elections. You could find it under that on Facebook. You had Councilman Joe Jones of Ward 1 who showed up. Also, you had Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army. Big shout out to Brother Anthony Brown, Tarzan, who showed up. Don't ask. Anyway, it was a very, very deep showing. I got a chance to speak. Man in the streets, basically, you know, in the creator's name, wanted to explain chess and checkers for my 12-foot, you know, stepladder for my soapbox. You know, it's chess, checkers is played in one step. And there are a lot of people out there who helped me because I might not have made a move if people hadn't have warned me or foretold something, like when Refuse Fascism warned us in 2016. I might not have wanted to pay attention to the pre-Trump years, But by them stepping up and stepping out, it caused me to make one step because I heard something that made sense. I wouldn't refuse fascism. Did a banner drop on a bridge, it caused me to get up and make another step. Or when Refuse Fascism did a car caravan, it caused me to take another step. When Refuse Fascism, Bill Swain and J.D. said, don't be contingent by the voting because Trump and Pence are going to try to steal the election, be vigilant, it caused me to take another step. When Danielle Woods, when she talked to me and said to use my muscle, flex it, get out there, it caused me to take another step because of my respect for her. When Jeremy, over the past weekend, left from Cleveland and went to D.C., went to join others, it caused me to take a step. Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Brother Don Bryant, the Children in Cages, caused me to take another step on the chessboard, the checkerboard, when the progressive pastors said it was blasphemy, such as Pastor Reed, to use religion and claim Christian moral values and do something different. It caused me to take a step forward. Black Man's Army that says to stand up to injustice. Boom, I had to step back up. When Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere, I had to take another step on the board. 3342 Music, who allowed me and my people to record anti-Trump songs. Boom, I had to take another step. Voice It Radio, who allowed anti-Trump messages. I had to take another step forward. When it came down to it, the Republican Party, when Frederick Douglass let me know why I wasn't three-fifths human being and why to think for myself, when Lincoln did his part in ending slavery, it caused me to take a step forward. The former Governor John Kasich stepping up, he's been taking a step since day one. How about John McCain, rest in peace, rest in heaven, who died standing up to the current president, Trump, caused me to take another step. Or John McCain's widow flipped the state for Biden, another step. How about the inner city Republican movement, who said you have to vote, doesn't matter who you vote for, but vote because change starts with a choice, caused me to take a step. Mitt Romney, senator, congratulated Biden about a week and a half ago, voted to impeach the man. That causes you to take another step forward. When you see a conservative like Chris Christie say, you know something, Trump, he's my friend, but if he's got proof, show it. If not, concede. It causes different people to take different steps in life. That's where I come with that, is I want to thank all of those people. There is also a speech out that's on the page of Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You get a chance to see that very speech. I'll try to send that to man in the street by either tomorrow evening, early Wednesday morning. My thing is, I just want to thank people. That's it. Let's keep it real. I want to thank people for at least making sure I took a step forward. My thing is, we have no shortage of songs to play. We don't. My thing is, we have none, and I'm glad for that. I'm thankful because we get a chance to play great songs. If we didn't, yeah, a lot of times you all might not think about listening to the program, and I can understand and overstand that. My thing is, I would like to at least say I thank you so much for taking the time to tune into the radio program. My thing is, if it wasn't for the people who tune in, a lot of things wouldn't get said. It wouldn't get done. And I have a great deal of thanks for the creator. I'm going to take the time, since we mentioned his name, how about the tribute to Mitt Romney? Huh. I'll stand alone. Be right back after this.
I walk alone, I stand alone, 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 I walk alone. I stand alone. 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 I walk alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. Like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith. Creator's got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. Can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
HJS Mute.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand
alone. At the front stage. Severance Center. Pastor Tamar Gray.
Stand alone.
Friends Fellowship Bible Church.
Stand alone.
17325 Euclid Avenue, Queens. 2190 at Chandler Park Building. Pastor Wicked.
Stand alone.
AME.
Stand
Rock.
Alone.
Pastor Reed. 154 Kipling Avenue.
Stand
Community
alone.
Ministry. Pastor Hare. 15415 Kipling Avenue.
Stand alone.
And, yep, I walk alone, I stand alone. The name of the song is called Stand Alone. My thing is, I'm a very, very, very appreciative of the people who take the time to call into the program. As a matter of fact, it looks like we have somebody calling in from the 216-209 area code. So 216 area code with a 209, 216-209. How are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Allen. This is John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, sorry about the delay of calling in. It's just been real busy during this pandemic for me.
Man, talk to me about that, please, brother, because how have you been able to survive throughout this pandemic?
Well, I can tell you, it's not easy. You know, I tried to lean more on the shooting music videos, but, you know, of course, this tough economic times got some people bagging up, some people rescheduling. But I seem to manage to make it. I do have another business, shoe cleaning business, and that's feast or famine at any given moment. And I've just been trying to really, like, just deal with the pressures and deal with different types of people because you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know if you don't know what this virus will lead you into. You know, some people say it doesn't exist. I beg to differ with those people because I personally know some people who've gotten sick. So I'm just doing my due diligence to be cautious, careful, and taking my time with things and with people because you don't want to jeopardize yourself trying to make sure you can make an everyday living. And I think and personally believing that your diet helps 90% of this issue that we are going through right now. So keeping up with, you know, eating healthy and doing the right thing and that perspective as well.
Got you. I appreciate talking to you for real. Tell me some of the things you have been doing besides all that, because I know it's a lot.
Oh, man, Al. In between this time, I've been, it was some clients and friends of mine that I wouldn't necessarily say needed financial help, but they just needed help getting back and forth throughout to the grocery stores and getting certain items because they were quarantined. You know, not to say that they had the virus or anything. They just were knew somebody that had the virus, and they were within that frame of distance of quarantine. And so I've just been trying to help people on that note with the recent storms. And I'm not talking about this last past one. It's been a few of them. People's lights have been going out. So I've just been doing the good Samaritan thing and the good neighborly thing, checking on people, a lot of the elderly people that sometimes that, you know, if you hear from them, their family just don't really or can't really enable to get out to them. You have a lot of stuff like that that's going on. And then some people just been needing help morally, you know, with hearing good music or just hearing something positive. So I've been trying to be that positive voice and that positive person that just come around and help others during this time. Because this is this is a crisis time, and you know, you hear about people talk about so much on tooting their horn, like, I'm a great person, I'm a great this, I'm a great that. Well, I say none of that. Because if you're not putting the practice in on a day-to-day to be a decent person to yourself and the ones that's around you, then how are you going to put in that proper work for a time like this right now when you haven't been, you know, doing that on the regular? So my action is coming from the actions that I've been taking being proactive. And I should just suggest that if you can't get around people and people are not your thing right now, then do your best to eat healthy. And stay away from the fast food things because one thing I have learned from a few doctors, you know, the more people that have to touch your food, the more chances of you contracting anything. So, you know, to eliminate a lot of that, you know, you might want to, you know, become a cook if you're not a cook, or find someone that you really honestly trust that'll help you get through this time with cooking.
Okay. I appreciate that. These are like jewels being dropped. So I can appreciate tonight's program for certain from the phone callers that we have gotten in. So tell me, contact information, please.
Yes, sir. For all those who want to see new videos, you can go to YouTube and type in BLAQODESSY TV. You can also catch us on GetRightMusic.com, same link, Black Odyssey, DatPiff.com, same link, Black Odyssey. You can reach us on Twitter if you don't do either one of those. Instagram at Black Odyssey, where you'll see a little bit of different things going on. You'll see a little bit of the shoe cleaning, and you'll see a little bit of the links to the music videos there. And that's at Black Odyssey. Pretty much anywhere you can put Black Odyssey. If you can't find any place to start, you can start with Google, and it'll direct you to the nearest one. That's BLAQODESSY.
I appreciate you for calling in, and may you have a phenomenal remainder of this week.
I sure will, Brother Al. Thank you so much.
No problem. Good to hear from you. Wish everybody else in the group a very best.
Thank you so much. We do the same as well on this end.
No problem. No problem. And what I'm going to take the time to do, because there was so much said, yep, you definitely have to keep praying on top of it. Black Odyssey, this is like a modern classic, a theme song. Be right back after this.
with every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. I tell the law, I'm just another dumb one. I'm through the storm, there's a brighter day come. There's a brighter day come. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
Wow, I'm going to go back in time a little bit to when I first met Black Odyssey. Over around, I will say, wow, yep, the Jacobsfield days, when I also was fluctuating between maybe 9 years. I worked at Jacobsfield, and then I went to the Gun, now Progressive Field, and the Q, Quicken Loans Arena. And I remember late 90s, segueing into the fact there was a record label out there called Igloo Crew Records. You can find them on Google, YouTube, Igloo Crew Records, even on Facebook, the Mighty Igloo Crew and Igloo Crew Records. And at that time in the late 1990s, I was, by then, working on the East Cleveland Love Fest, talent, a few other things. Spitboxing had not taken off yet, but it was starting to in the early 2000s. So, but I was doing certain things talent-wise, music-wise, working with Suave Gotti, a few other things. So I came to the attention of a brother by the name of Mark Moran. Long story short, he founded Igloo Crew Records, you know, from the Florida area, Miami, Florida, built it into fruition using artists like R&B singer Steve Young from out of Akron, Mike Smoove, MYKESMOOVE, who did songs like Another Brother, and Mike Smoove, and Mo Dog Chill had a excellent rhyme style of bars and Mike Smooth had that player type of flow, bars, and when money fell off of a truck, about $640,000 fell off of Brink's truck. And I remember when Mark Morant, instead of keeping the money, he found it. He turned it in, but he made sure he had an attorney with him, which was George Forbes at that time, so he could at least get a sizable money on, you know, hey, this is your reward money. And he reinvested it in his label, found a group by the name of the Skrilla Boys, Skrillaboyz, and asked Al Porter, Man in the Streets, to be the manager of the Skrilla Boys on the Igloo Crew label. And then Mark Morant left the area to rebrand the label international-wise and left Brothers working. And it's good to have them back in town. There'll be a guest 5 p.m. Igloo Crew Records, that's tomorrow, 5 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. If you didn't hear here, most likely, most definitely it didn't happen. But the thing that I would like to say is the creator proved that when around the 2004 era, the brother left to rebrand. And if you do have a good enough brand, you can do anything. And you can build it. They will come. It might not happen in days, weeks, months, but years. But if it's a solid plan, you can work it. So they came back into Cleveland to record, shoot the music video. Igloo Crew Records has some things jumping off early in 2021, all things being said, and I'm thankful that I still have my role and position. So with that being said, sometimes haste makes waste, but if you believe in what you're doing, you will take the necessary time to promote and put things through. I have 3 minutes left. I'm going to go to the phone line with all of these ones. Hold on a second. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you for asking. I'm doing well, Brother Porter. This is Sister Smith, and thank you for taking my call. I just felt that I would humble myself tonight and firstly apologize to you for any kind of misunderstanding, because one of the times that I did call in to that show called the University of Common Sense, I did become a little upset because, well, Jesus had righteous anger, and there were some things that are, you know, not being dealt with that need to be dealt with and gotten out of the way. For the Bible says if you have aught against your brother, you're to go to your brother and try to make it right. And so this is just a part of that, but I must say that I do need to review the Bible reading from Jeremiah 6 that I went over on the 2nd of this month when I came on your show. And but at the same time, I must say this because it needs to be said. I and a few others feel that Brother McCoy is unfortunately recruiting these women that appear to be very frivolous, and I'll just say females, that are calling in, and they're kind of piggybacking off of what I say, because I feel like he's coaching them, and some agree, because he begins each show with having some female come on and comment in a very clandestine kind of way on what I said, and that's fine, because at the end of the day, you know, God loves me. But I feel there's some underlying hostility to what he's doing, and he really needs to stop it. And so what I'm saying is, whether he does or not, I'm still going to win. You know, I'm a winner at the end of the day, because anyone that would attack you, Brother Porter, and this is me saying this, I take complete responsibility for what I'm saying, but anyone that would attack you, let's say I had a show and you called in and you shared some of what you were going through at the hands of bigots, which is basically what has been happening. And then let's say I was the type of person to verbally attack you and then recruit silly people to call in and try to make you look bad. Well, that signifies underlying hostility and immaturity, to name a very few. And some of those people like that harbor covetousness, meaning that they might want something that you have, Brother Porter, you know, and the excellence that you operate in. They may want a personality trait such as what you possess and the way you're kind to people generally, and the way you carry yourself. So I just thought I'd say that because it needs to be said. And those ladies, and I'm being really respectful in calling them ladies that are doing this, you really need to get a life, get yourself together, get to know Jesus really, truly, and stop attacking people that are genuinely seeking help and are living a better life perpetually and getting better and better and advancing in their lives. So I just wanted to say that. And I just wanted to quickly bring up the scripture again that I touched on a week before last, which is in the book of Jeremiah chapter 6. And this is just to name a few. So as always, I thank you kindly for allowing me this time, Brother Porter, to speak a little bit of what's on my mind. So
no problem.
You continue to
be excellent. We will work on that Sunday show as well. And thank you.
Absolutely.
May you have a blessed week.
You too, my dear. Take care now.
You too. And as a matter of fact, I want to thank everybody who called in with your opinions. Thank you for using that phone line and voicing them. And we will work on everything under the sun this week. And may you all have a very blessed week. Thank you. I'm going to go restudy Jeremiah 6 myself. Have a blessed one. Peace.